The May 3rd meeting of the South Kingstown Historic District Commission is called to order at 5:15. Karen DeSilva is not here. Linda Stedman.
Here.
James Garfield is here. Carolyn Griswold.
He's late.
Richard Duncan.
Found him.
Here.
Andrew Martinez.
Peter Nunes.
Peter Nunes is here. The late Peter Nunes.
It's a good possibility that I'll be late and that I'll forget my agenda. That's okay.
If you want to.
Yeah. My apologies.
You know what else is late? These minutes that I'm handing out to you right now.
Oh, my notes. Good.
Take one and pass it along. Not all. These are very brief, because that's our new strategy.
Good.
We don't have a lot of staff to go around these days.
Oh, well, you're doing them, aren't you?
I'm doing them, yeah. So the word discussion ensues replaces paragraph of text now.
Well, they look wonderful.
Yes, excellent.
I move that we approve them.
Second. I guess everyone's actually reading them. That's unusual.
Oh, somebody has a second.
There's a back page. So moved.
Motion's on the floor.
You second it?
Yes, second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The only thing we really have here, as far as an application, is a little revised application from the Kingstown Railroad Station, which seems insignificant.
I'm strongly opposed to it.
Yeah.
So thank you all for agreeing to meet. Because this was all we have on our agenda.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we have other items on our agenda, but they're pretty quick as well.
Routine, yeah.
This was the one that required our motion to complete our duty for a local review.
Yeah.
I did not anticipate that this change was going to be contentious. But
no.
So to summarize the change, as far as I could figure it out, it was kind of what we have is a copy of, like a transcript of some discussions that they've had with the State Historical Preservation Commission. But it appears that they want to go, they thought this alternative of a wall-mounted digital board was more appropriate than the kiosk, right?
Yes.
And the kiosk was freestanding?
With pedestals.
Pedestal mounted.
So they were going to have them pedestal mounted, and they're replacing the pedestals with wall mounts.
Well, it's very odd to me. I thought that the pedestal thing would have looked a little less.
Well, it also takes up floor space.
Yeah.
This doesn't. I think it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
They can have sports games on all of them at once, like they do in bars. Great.
So do we have to also discuss the options about where the wiring?
Our motion can basically be on the revised plan, and if we feel like there's a more appropriate option, we can certainly comment on that, or we could just say that we do not find adverse impacts to any of the options. But. Before we get to that, did anyone have any strong objections or found that any of this had an adverse impact?
Well, the only thing that I thought was interesting was this western waiting area to be mounted inside the ticket office. I had no idea they were even using that. That's very peculiar to me. That's on the other side. That's where the model trains used to be. But I guess at some point they appear to want to use that space.
Yeah, they've taken it back over. They've kicked everything, kicked the museum into the basement, and it's going to be dispersed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not concerned about that, except they have a nice set of model trains.
But and a nice popcorn, lollipop scale that I restored for free.
Really?
Yes, my name was on it. Now I'm not going to be famous anymore.
Thank you.
Terrible. It was nice. I thought it was very nice for kids. When they weren't open very often, but when they were open, and they're
happy new year,
I thought it was really cool. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I don't have any problem with the variations on the mounting. One is the option one. There's more conduit that would be exposed, but maybe less.
I hope they're going to have that
damage or whatever to the wall. I don't know if it makes much of a difference.
I think we can let them make that decision.
Yes. Option two is less noticeable.
So option two is less noticeable but more permanent damage? Or
well, I don't think it really matters that much. They're just going to take it through the wall into the ticket office. Looks to me like that's what's going to happen.
Was it me? Okay, well, can we have a motion to?
I think our motion would be that we would find that there are no adverse impacts. If you guys think that there's a preferred option between what they're laying out, then we could certainly comment on it. But, you know, we could find that we found all the options are acceptable and that there's no adverse impacts. And but I'll leave that to you.
I think they're all acceptable.
Yeah.
I think they should do whatever seems best. And they actually, I think they should make sure it's square, though.
I think they will.
That would bother me if I had to go in and look at it like that.
Yeah, it was funny if we went up there and everything was tilted. And so that's how you approved it. You had to do it exactly as you
well, maybe we should make a motion with a condition that it be mounted. level, not level, but square to the wainscot.
Yeah.
See what they say about that.
Yeah. Unlike the picture that was provided.
Unlike the picture that was provided. That would be an adverse impact.
It would be.
Someone brave enough to make this motion so we can continue?
Did we make it?
Yeah, I'll make the motion that either option is acceptable.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. The old discussion of historic needs assessment in Wakefield.
I just kind of put it on there.
Yeah.
So there's not much to discuss. I wanted to say, I mean, if anyone
can't,
I just can't let go of it. I mean, we basically are done with it. We pushed it off to the planning board.
What happened at the planning board level?
I'm going to be honest and say that I not actually put it to the planning board yet. One, because I'm aware that they will not have an opportunity to really dive into this until after their comp plan is done, which won't be until mid-June. Then they can absorb this information and I think, you know, look to schedule a joint work session with our group. I also wanted to see if we could get better copies of this while I was on the phone with my friends at Preserve Rhode Island, and she said that these are really hard to come by, like the nice glossy bound copies. This, as you guys recall, when you print it, when you push print on the document, it prints small because it's intended to be bigger.
Don't you have it on? Can't you just send it to you on CD or DVD or?
No, we have it digitally, but I mean, if we're providing to the planning board as part of a packet, I was wondering if we could get a nicer copy.
Yeah, well,
I have a copy of it. Do you want that to print from?
No, I don't. I would need 8 nice copies.
Your town can't afford that?
They don't sell them. They just don't have them to give away.
But you could have them printed at Staples, can't you? Or is it copyrighted material that can't be reproduced without permission or something?
I was looking just to get their glossy copy. I think for the town to do that, I mean, it's just like we actually have to potentially quote that out and create a PO and who's got the budget for it. There's more.
It'd be $20 a piece, probably.
You're probably right. But $20 a piece, you know, $200 isn't as easy to spend in the town as you might think it is.
Well, that's good, I suppose. But on the other hand, in this case, it seems like it would be. There's no little slush fund that you can reach into?
There's no slush fund for our printing pleasure. So my thought is that that's fine. It was a minor thing. And one was, it's not really the reason why I was waiting to give it to the planning board. It was more like, hey, if and while I'm waiting, and since we know the planning board can't deal with it, wouldn't it be nice for them to have really good copies of this? But we can still produce good copies of it that I can make this look good by slicing the pages and giving them something that is legible and also would read fairly well. But, you know, it's just more like a... That's the same document, you just print it at a larger scale.
Oh, my goodness.
What is the reason that you can't divide each page onto an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper? It just doesn't work? Rather than do it that way.
So it just comes out too small.
So the PDF that they give you, like if you take the PDF and you push print, this is what you get.
Right.
If you push print on a larger size paper, you get that.
Right.
You can't tell the PDF, okay, take half of this page, put it on that.
That's what I'm asking. That's not possible.
No, you can't.
Oh, that's too bad. Huh.
I'd need the source file, which would be some like InDesign file that they probably wouldn't want to share because it's proprietary and all that fun stuff.
Okay.
Why is that? It's not amazing.
But digitally this is out there. It's really easy to consume digitally. It's just not easy to get the really cool looking copies. And I can create copies that will at least be legible and colored and will look good. But to get the booklet, I was just hoping that they were going to have...
No, tell me about the booklet.
15. I just wanted, 15. 8 for the planning board, maybe some for the town council.
Is the booklet of pages that are this size?
Yeah.
The booklet's
done that somehow.
Stapled together, so you, if you took the booklet apart...
And just Xeroxed.
And Xeroxed it, you would have the pages.
Booklet is stapled together?
I think it is.
Or are they on it? But that doesn't matter.
I think it's pretty simple. I have it, so I can...
Yeah, I figured what they did is they took that size page and they, you know, it was probably printed at a more precise scale and they pieced it together like that.
But see, it's double-sided, so it has to be done a different way to actually copy it double-sided and put it together. It's sort of like the back... And the front pages have to go... You know how it is?
Yeah, I know how it is. You want the binding to be down the middle so that you're not flipping like this. You're opening it like a book.
Yeah. So you'd have to get the... I can call you about it, but if the book is stapled together, then it's easy to just take the book apart and not do it this way, but take the book apart and have it copied if you were going to copy it.
Yeah, potentially.
And I would do this. I would... potentially see what it... I guess it probably doesn't read very well in black and white. They probably...
I think color.
It has to be in color to read well?
My sense would be... Yeah, I mean, the way this document lines up, I mean, like, these graphs, black and white, they
wouldn't read. It's got yellow in it.
I could also try contacting the Preservation Society of Newport, see if they have extra copies. It seems that the hard copies are scarcer than I thought they would be. I was kind of like, I got... The HTC and the planning board are talking about this great document. I just need to have good copies for them. Like, good luck with that.
Isn't that bizarre? Yeah. You think they would have printed like double?
Yeah,
because it's supposed to be a lobbying thing.
At the same time, most people digest these things digitally. I think now most people are like, okay, let's not create a bunch of copies that sit around. Let's get the document emailed to people.
People who are under 28, maybe. I'm not sure about. I find it painful. That's an actual book. Booklet. Looking at that online, it's just painful.
So
you can't refer back easily. There's certain things that print is better.
So, but my job is to get the best copy that I can for the planning board within our budget.
So that someone can read
the budget is on the bubble.
Right.
We do not get a lot of extra spending money, especially at the end of the fiscal year.
We used it all up on our certificates.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, we bought frames for the certificates. We got that.
It's extravagant. Yeah.
Very extravagant.
Yeah.
That was where the budget went. And I'll tell you, those frames, I think, were $3 and change each. And they don't look really nice, but they're better than handing someone a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But, that's that.
Okay, we'll delegate that to you.
Delegate away.
Yeah,
I left it on there more if anybody had any other comments, any questions about it, other than just we're waiting to schedule with the planning board. I would foresee it as being a late summer, early fall work session. We're going to try to catch them as soon as we can.
Do we need to, have we already discussed the historic needs assessment?
That was it. We just did.
Okay. Discussion of local historic preservation acknowledgement program. I've been in touch with, what's her name?
Angela? Allison?
Allison Arnold, who is the daughter of Art, who is semi-retired, lives in Florida most of the years. Anyway, she's very enthusiastic. Have you heard back from her?
No.
Did you send her?
I did.
You did, because I told her she hadn't seen what you had sent.
Yeah.
Because went into some black hole in her office and circuited file or whatever.
Maybe my email went to the same place.
Possibly.
You mean the frame has been lost?
No.
This is just the implication.
We haven't actually given out any of the certificates, because that's, what we're going to do with the photo event.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear from her. I'll pick up the phone and call, and if that doesn't go anywhere after a few days, if you don't mind, you can work your magic with your charm.
Since Art's not there, I have no magic.
But I mean, at least you had a conversation with Allison.
Well, when I talked to her, I mentioned that she said, oh, hold on a second, I'll get Allison for you. So she's pretty accessible. You can just call and ask for her and tell her who you are. And,
I didn't hear back from her, but there's that, and then you got Jim Walsh, who gave you kind of a range of days that could work.
Yeah.
And I know based on what Clark Collins told me, we were shooting for something in late May, so if I can get Allison and Clark and Jim roughly all amenable to a one day, it'd be nice to go place to place to place. Jim was saying the morning. I'm pretty open. I think it'd be nice to have a couple of HDC members there. Who's available to come for a weekday affair?
The self-employed, you have a real job, though, don't you?
Well,
you probably can't, yeah. This fellow down at the end, his name is Andrew Martinez. Let me refer to the... And I wonder if we're losing Karen with her new job. It's going to be really difficult for her to get here in time.
It does seem that way.
Yeah. Boston.
Well, I think a lot of it is that she's got a spot up there that I think she's staying during the week.
Oh, good.
Well, that's
a hall.
That's an awful trip.
I think it would take a really important meeting or a Shotsky to get her to come down here.
Shotsky.
Shotsky is a different thing.
That's from college. I think you're over there from college.
That's great. I grew up in Colorado, so we have a lot of skis. That's all we probably needed to talk about. That is,
So you're following that.
I was just curious if she followed up with you or there's anything that she gave, and then now that I know that about Jim, that helps me because when I get in touch with Allison, I can kind of start to piece them all together. cool. So that's
right. That. So on this thing, do you know Katie Ryan at the Preservation Society?
No.
She's the woman to talk to. You know, Katie, she's right here. She is the.
Too small. You can't hear it, Doug.
It's about, it's two-thirds of the way down.
Katie
Ryan. She is the one.
I can try her and say, we love your document, and we'd love to make sure that people that should read it read a really great copy. Give me a great copy. Maybe I get a better answer than what the server now.
Yeah, I think so. She's a sweetheart, so.
Very nice.
She was the... She's the planner at the Preservation Society, so she folks know her anyway.
Okay.
She's doing a lot of
preservers and planning. Okay. Is there any correspondence?
There was the call for nominations for the State Roadie Awards.
Yeah. Yes.
And so there's that. If anyone, I emailed it to folks, so if anyone had any immediate thoughts, this is your time to express them.
Right now?
Right at this very moment. Because I believe that the deadline for nominations is May 20th.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to come from this group, and this group doesn't have to take an action. I just figured this would be your opportunity if you had something in mind. This would need to be a new project. And it would basically be filling out this application on behalf of a project that you think is worthy of.
How is the Tommy Brent House coming?
Well, he sort of stalled. I think he was low on. He was doing it out of pocket. And I think he was. His other projects were slowing down, so that slowed. So
it's not really finished yet.
No.
Because that would be, I think, possibly.
Karen came to look at it one day, and she mentioned it when he was, the owner was there. He had no interest.
Really?
Yeah. He just said, no, we don't want any recognition for this. We're very private people. We don't want anybody to know about this. So. Yeah, too bad.
Oh. Interesting. I wonder if there are any other recent projects.
It has to be something that has been completed since the last
year. I would imagine. I'm just doing a quick scan of it.
I think it has to be within the last year.
That would be my assumption, because otherwise it would defeat the purpose of an annual award.
There is not much going on in that realm in South Kingston.
Completed after January 1st, 2017.
Yeah. It's a year, yeah. So, yeah, we haven't, nothing really has happened in Kingston that would or no major project.
A very large tree came down on North Road and just missed the corner of the big brick-ended house.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It could have caused some serious, serious damage that would have been difficult to ameliorate correctly, and we probably would have been involved. I drove by and was so happy.
It missed it by like inches.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It was close.
Unbelievable.
A big blow about a month ago.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a rain. It was a heavy rain with some wind, and of course the rain is this. The fence is terrible there, and the fence was damaged, so that's probably being rebuilt. I'm sure we will not get involved in that.
Because they won't seek a building permit?
We'll take a look at it. Cool. Any other discussion about anything?
The only other thing I think is worth bringing up, is anyone here familiar with the Robinson House property in Kingston?
Yes.
So I've been contacted by a gentleman, Richard Grant. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah,
anybody?
Sure.
So he's been in touch with the property owner, John Russell, who is there's a group of property owners, and John Russell is the majority property owner. And Richard Grant really wanted to present to us for an informal review his plan for the improvement of that property, which has a lot to do with preservation of the building, but also incorporating in a community, bike center. And I think that I've done a little background research. Rich has helped fill me in, as well as Eric or Luke, who has also been in touch with him. This is a guy that is, I think, trying to make a positive plan for this property. The property owner has been a little reluctant on what he wants to do and a little reticent to sign up for anything yet. And I said, we really can't review this property formally. You know, even if it's an informal review, we can't accept your application and you know, have a publicly posted agenda item unless we have the property owner willing and participating with a written agreement from them. You know, even though you tell me you have a verbal agreement, we need to have them sign a piece of paper that says, yes, please go forward with a pre-application consultation with the HDC, because that puts the property into a public perception, and we can't do that. And I think it was, just wanted you to be aware that those conversations are happening and that this gentleman is really trying to bring this plan, he's trying to bring all of the stakeholders together in a way that let's get this done. And I think he's got a sort of property owner who seems to be going along with it but isn't really willing to put his name onto anything yet. And that's a problem when, you know, we were trying to define a plan. You'll maybe see something if I'm able to get, I tasked him with basically if you can get John Russell's signature on a document that says yes, Richard Gransers is my representative, and yes, I'd like for the HDC to have a role in reviewing this specific plan. You may see that in an upcoming meeting. I think Richard seemed like he was going to try to get that. From what I've heard, that is not likely to happen.
Who's Richard Grant?
Richard's he's been real active with the Narrow River Preservation Association for decades. He owns the income property, the big apartment building on the right across from the Fairweather House on Route 138. Oh. The driveway was actually on Kingstown Road.
Crossways?
Yeah, Crossways. And some other property. And he lived for years in a very nice stone house, probably built in the 1930s, on Lower College Road.
Really? Yeah. Near the church?
Yeah. And he had a business that sort of that was making displays all over the country, a pretty big business, and that sort of went under during the last recession. And he sold that house and he lives in a small place now. Yeah. This guy, very ambitious. He's in his early 70s, I think. But still.
Yeah, he's very ambitious. I think he has to talk more with John Russell. John Russell will probably be up sometime soon for part of the summer.
Which house is the Robinson house?
It's the great
next
yellow
to the
house next to the library. You know
the yellow house?
The yellow house, which Jim has been working on and I've been advising on. So it's kind of an interesting time, isn't it, to say the least? Because John Russell is 90 years old. And
yeah, it's...
In sort of an
there are something like 65 shares of ownership to the property. He owns the majority of them. His cousin, I think, owns a big chunk. But there are other people who are involved, and they have to get everybody's approval before they do anything. So it's sort of complicated.
Wasn't there a big effort to get those shares consolidated?
Yeah, for the past 15 years.
Right. And that hasn't come to fruition.
They keep getting passed, don't they, on to, you know, like cousins and nephews. I mean, as people buy off, they get sort of cast down to more people.
Yeah, it probably gets divided.
Yeah.
Among, you know, so it's probably up to 100 shares now.
But John Russell is the one who takes care of the house. He's the one who pays the taxes and everything else that has to do with it.
Well, do people live there?
No.
It was his mother's house.
It was his mother's house. So it's habitable, but he is the only one who inhabits it.
Yeah,
when he's here.
All that up. He lives down here in D.C., doesn't he?
He lives in Bethesda, Maryland. Petty. He comes up fairly often, actually.
Still drives.
And his ambitions are really to improve the Kingston Improvement Association, if he can. So I don't know how he's going to be able to do that.
He has good intentions, but he would give it to somebody, an organization, with an endowment. But nobody, we offered it to Pettaquamscutt, they didn't want it. He's offered it to other, he offered it to Kingston Improvement Association. It's a real white elephant. It needs a lot of work.
It's old.
Probably just to take the paint off and repaint it is probably $100,000.
So he's shopping for some legitimate use of it that preserves it, and an organization that has some staying power. And he thinks that KIA is the organization, but he's concerned about their longevity, actually.
KIA seems to wax and wane depending on how many spark plug people there are to keep things rolling.
Right.
I was involved with them when I was in scouts, and some years it was very difficult for them to get any volunteers to do. Other years there were two or three people, like Montague was involved for a long time.
Yeah.
Who were dynamic and make things happen.
He sort of has exposed the underbelly, which is very interesting, that Kingston, which we should all be aware of, is that Kingston doesn't really have a... KIA is their bona fide advocacy group. They're like their local neighborhood association, but it's not that strong. So what he's really uncovered in all of this is that they are having issues. It's kind of a shame. They should be stronger, more active, more concerned about the future of the village.
And he's talked to a lot of people. He's talked to Preserve Rhode Island.
Yeah.
A lot of different organizations.
The Land Trust.
And everything kind of is. Yeah, it's a great house. It'd be a shame to lose it, but what do you do with it? One of his ideas was to have a caretaker who would live on the second and third floor, and they could use the first floor for meeting spaces for somebody.
That's what he proposed for Eric Rubin. The library's right there, Pettaquamscutt Historical Society has a nice room. It's a residence, and it'll probably end up remaining a residence. Find someone willing to jump in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He talked to the Art Association about having studio space in it and artists in residence in it. So, we're trying to flush out all the ideas. And the bicycle idea is kind of like very different from the others. So, I think he has not expressed a lot of enthusiasm for it. I don't know if he fully understands it, but.
Richard Grant assumes that he's expressed a lot of enthusiasm for it, based on the way Richard Grant portrays it.
Yeah.
But that is, it's really unclear, which is really why we need the property owner to be presenting this. So, so there's no actionable item. It's just background information, and I figured you guys should know because someone did reach out to me and they did request that the HTC have a role, and I basically pushed it back and said, we can, but we need to have written permission from that property owner to have a role. So keep your eyes out if that does come back, come back to us.
Shall we adjourn?
Yes.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, I know you want this for your archives.
All the other day?
No, I had mine. I was in such a hurry to leave when my customer left, but I left it on my desk. My very professional.
The money's right.
Money's good. Need something satisfied.
It's all about time, isn't it?
I think it's all about the boat rides.
That's about
the what?
Boat rides.
It's all about the boat rides.
Yeah, speaking of the boat rides,
set a date.
I should set a date, yeah.
You need to do some work, though, right?
Well, I got. The marina wanted it moved because it was in the way of other people's.
Yeah.
So I got walked into this rush, get it. So it's I've done a lot of work.
Huh.
But there is mask work to be done. Yeah.
Okay.
This weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, my wife will be away. So
I'll
great.
Call you up.
Yeah,
well, lucky. He'd be up on the bosun's chair.
No, it's on the ground. It's
yeah.
Like flat.
I can still sit on the bosun's chair, though.
You could sit in the bosun's chair on the ground.
Like Batman on the side of his building.
Does the bosun's chair have the feet that come up? Like the lever?
No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the barcalometer. That's what you would want.
That's right.
A cooler.
A cooler, yeah. Have one of those cup holders.
Yeah.
All right. So it's going into water early, and we'll have to have a group sail. Yeah.
That's going. I'm definitely, since I do the minutes, Richard, everything you just said is absolutely going in the minutes. Richard Youngkin promised a group sale.
Which now becomes a public
which meeting. Now becomes open to the public.
thought there was somebody that you talked to yourself.
You know what, too? Wouldn't be the first time.
No, it's okay if you talk.
The problem is when you have a two-party conversation.
That's even okay.
That's okay?
Start arguing with yourself.
Oh, okay. Hey, what happened with the electrocution thing over there, huh?
What was this? This kid was a tree cutter? Is that what he was?
Yeah, he had his own business. He looked up. He used to live in Chestnut, wasn't he?
Captain, no. Across from, I'm on Curtis Corner across from Sherman's in the ground. I've got a lot of friends in Tufton.
Was he working for National Grid?
No, he's his own.
No, but who would, I know his own business, yeah. But was he a contractor for National Grid?
No, he was doing something for a homeowner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awful.
Because I knew a guy who used to do that for National Grid all year. He would, and then the rates weren't good enough, yeah. You know, so he said, hey, enough.
They usually have big companies do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dangerous work, let me tell you.
Well,
yeah. What was it? He had rented a trailable lift.
Oh,
so I'm wondering whether, was that from Joe? Yeah.
It wasn't electrocution rated. He shouldn't have gotten the wires with it.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Do they have a family? A kid, a wife? A kid? Yeah.
He was 29.
29.
He's 29. His
so
last
you
name
reported
was
on the newspaper. South Kingstown Police Department said he's 29.
And his best friend was with him.
Oof.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
It's probably two younger guys out, you know, landscaping.
Well, he's got his tree cutting business. He has cars for it. That's what he did.
Was he dead when the police got there?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Yep. But life is that way.
The only saving grace is that it was probably
very
quick.
Right.
Look at that woman on Southwest last week. Sitting in an airplane.
How about that one?
And all of a sudden, bang, she's gone. That's just unbelievable.
I can't believe that they caught her before she went out the window. Because that had to have been such a...
No, but the windows are made for that.
No,
windows are made to stop. The windows are sized so the body will plug the hole.
I was just going to say they're
that's the reason the windows are
small.
Yeah. You know, so because you always said, I remember talking to a guy and actually from Boeing once, and I said, you know, it'd be great to have bigger windows. And he looks at me and he says, well, you got to have bigger people. And I said, what? And he
said, well, you got to have bigger people.
Oh yeah.
Of course, everyone's going to want to pull them back.
Yeah,
yeah,
but still,
it
plugs the hole.
Did you guys get any minutes? I didn't get any minutes.
No minutes.
Yeah, the first thing is
no minutes.
Yeah, I know you are.
Is that Doug in that other room? Has he got his...
I think he's there.
He's probably in his sustainability committee.
Sustainability.
Like so he can kill two birds with one stone.
He's got another one he does, too. I think I want to oh, God. All right.
I was telling him, he asked her, thanks for asking both of you. She's doing all right now.
Yeah.
But like I told him, it can change in a couple hours.
Yeah, let's hope. You know? Hopefully, once it gets to a certain point that it steadies out, it won't do it.
It's heavy chemo till the end of June.
Yeah.
If she can make it that long. And she should have been done by now. But because of all the other complications, she didn't get all the treatments.
Yeah.
So now that and the treatment that they have is what caused the problem with the pancreas. So what they did was a couple of weeks, the last treatment, they only gave her 40% of the dose, and she made it through all right.
Right.
So now they're gonna up it, you know.
Well, you know, chemo is supposed to almost kill you.
Right.
The whole idea.
Yeah,
kill a, but trouble with little kids, you know, it's tough to see a kid go. You know, it's one thing for an old person or a kid. Or me, it is, you know.
She was in my office today.
Yeah.
She made everybody name tags.
There you go.
And we have pins, obviously.
Yeah.
And so she had to post it, and she gave me mine with a pin so I could put it on. It says pop.
She's like,
so I wore it.
She didn't stick it with you. She didn't get stuck.
Everybody's dying.
Well, the thing about kids that have diseases like that, just seem to, they seem to be troopers about it, and the majority.
Yeah, well, they don't know how deathly ill they are.
Well, that's
like, she was in the ICU,
right,
and she was playing games with us.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's good. It's almost good, because then you don't harp on them.
Right.
It's when you get older, or when you're very old, and you get sick, there you go.
Tough on your son, too.
We'll go
sure.
He's
got,
oh, yeah.
That's the tough one.
He's got to be.
Especially when you still have to.
I mean, really.
And then,
God. Tough on you, Grandpa. Let me tell you. Difficult situation.
Yeah.
But hopefully, knock on wood, you go through it. And
so after the end of June, if things go right, then they put her on a low dose of another kind of chemo. So we don't know what the reaction is going to be on that. But it's just a pill that you take at home every day.
Right.
And it's for 2 years.
Wow.
And you have to go in periodically
to check and
take
see
the numbers and, you know, a bone marrow scan.
Oh, God. Let me tell you.
No.
But kids go through it and come out all right. So, you know, and I hate to say it, the odds seems to get better every year for children. The cure rates.
I think. The Bushes, old man Bush and Barbara, they lost a kid when they were
3 years old.
You know?
Long time.
But today,
probably be alive.
Would be alive and kicking.
Yeah.
You know,
60 years. I mean,
my father died when he was 62 of hardening of the arteries. And, I'm alive because of when it was.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, Larry? Exact same thing with me. I had the two heart stents done, and I talked to my cardiologist, and he said to me, you know what? My father died at 58. He said, if we had this technology then, he would have been alive today.
Right. That's why people are living longer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why everything's so screwed up, because we can't afford it.
I've had six stents and a bypass.
Wow.
And the reason why I've had six is...
You had a bypass, too? I didn't know you had
I had a robotic bypass.
Oh.
So that they didn't crack my chest.
Oh, wow.
So I was walking the same day as the surgery.
Wow. How long ago was that?
That was 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I had two stints before that. So I had one stint, a couple years go by, another stint, a couple years go by, bypass.
Yeah.
That lasted 5 years. Then I had to go in and have it roto-rooted with a diamond tip drill, an artery. And it was a tough one. So they did it.
Mm.
And then they put two stents in. And they keep you overnight when they give you a stent.
Right.
Because if stents fail, you have to be right there.
Yeah.
Right? And
plus
2 weeks later, 3:30 in the morning, out of a dead sleep, I wake up. And I have Aja. I take a couple of Tums. Nothing works. I go up. I go into the refrigerator. I get some milk. Take some milk down. And I'm still upset. So, and my wife's sleeping away. So then I'm just sitting in an Easy Boy in the bedroom. And she wakes up. She says, "Why are you over there?" I said, "Well, you know, I got Aja." She said, "Did you take a friggin' nitro?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Take a friggin' nitro." So I took a nitro, and I started feeling a little better. So I went and laid down in bed again. And she got up to go to the bathroom. She said, "Should I call 911, or do you want me to take you to the hospital?" I said, "No, I'm feeling all right." And when she came out of the bathroom, it felt like I had an elephant on my chest. All of a sudden, boom.
Wow.
And I said, 911. But it was one of the stints collapsed.
Hey, guys.
One of the stints collapsed
2 weeks
later. And 1 out of 1,000 survived that.
Nice. Wow.
So it's like, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
When it's your time, it's your time.
Yeah. Well, there's no time. As you said,
why did I wake up? Most people don't wake up.
Yeah.
Look at the girl on the airplane, as I said.
Right.
Sitting there in a seat, and all of a sudden, she's gone.
Got a nice job, nice family.
Yeah. Family. That's the world, let me tell you. I personally think there's a ledger up there that says your name, you're up,
and
you're up. And you know what?
Let's say.
You know what?
It's just one of those bingo things.
Yeah.
No, I think it's...
I got to tell you, I think this is all planned before you, what do you call it?
Born?
Before you're born. And it says, that's the date, okay, she's going to do this in her life. She's got to do this before she goes. And then she goes. And what happens on that, I don't know. Maybe you like the... Maybe you come back as Jack Russell's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on how good you are.
Yeah.
you may come back as a... Who the hell knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you know, it means I haven't fulfilled my duties yet.
You haven't fulfilled your duties yet.
The other 999.
You're not done, Larry. You're not done. There's something you're supposed to do that is in the plan.
Yeah.
And you haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So you got it. You can't die until you've done it. This is a very strange conversation.
Wait,
isn't it?
What?
We're discussing.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
We're discussing mortality and when you're supposed to go. And
when is your
time? If there's a plan and all that. So,
this doesn't have anything to do with your granddaughter.
No.
We evolved into the discussion.
Yeah, it started there, but then we started talking about Southwest Plains and
all kinds of
people just sitting there minding their own business, and then all of a sudden, boom!
Yeah, the kid getting electrocuted the other day. 20
Yeah, that's the other thing we were talking about.
I'm sure he went to work that day. Didn't think he was
planning on that, right?
No.
Right.
Where is this?
Right,
really?
Yeah.
It's Snyder.
No, he was
trimming trees in a bucket.
Power line?
Yeah. I'm sure that wasn't his plan that day.
You know, Southwest Airlines is a lot safer than your car.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh,
God. I have no problem with that.
No, we're just
Especially,
saying.
Are you kidding me? The way people drive?
Why
are you kidding me? There's
why
no safety in the
why
car.
Why was that when I was on the plane? Why then and why her?
Yeah, why
and
her?
Why her window?
Tell me.
You know, why not the next person?
Because, Larry, she did what she was supposed to do
right.
with her life.
Right.
Whatever it was.
Right.
Now it's time to move on.
I suppose the real question is, do you believe in life after death?
Well, or something, I don't know.
You know,
as I said, if you're not good, you come back as a Jack Russell. Or maybe, I don't know, my Jack Russell looked pretty well. Well, here's the man.
Hello, all.
Did you just have another meeting in there?
Yeah. In a year, actually.
Oh, did you come by? I thought someone was having a meeting.